finding the human soul. People have wondered for thousands of years what happens after we die. This is not the kind of question where I would have believed there would be tangible evidence, but this is not what the Chinese believe. As a matter of fact, they are building a scientific instrument for just this purpose. There have been a few devices built over the years to try and solve this mystery, yet none have been able to do so. Thomas Edison worked on what he thought was going to be his biggest invention and accomplishment, but never succeeded. He was working on a machine he believed would be able to contact the spirits of the dead. He shouldn't have wasted his time. In 1907, Dr. Duncan MacDougall, a physician from Massachusetts, decided souls probably had weight. He was able to construct a very accurate scale which a bed could be put on and convinced some dying patients to lay in the bed where they would be weighed and then weighed again right as they died. He believed there would be a difference in weight because the soul must have some weight to it. After weighing several patients who died, he published a scientific study which stated the soul weighed 21 grams. Did the soul actually have weight, or was some other system at work, such as air being expelled from their lungs? The Chinese are building a $125 million state-of-the-art brain scanner for the purpose of examining every neuron in a human brain to try and find out where the soul is located. The scanner will use magnetic waves. One has to wonder if this will do any harm. This will be the most powerful MRI device ever constructed. It could turn out this machine might have unexpected benefits for solving some diseases of the brain. The project is said to be top secret. To put the cost in perspective, this device is more expensive than the world's most expensive telescope, which was built in Pingtung. The Chinese believe the device will show them things in the brain which were never seen before, and they hope one of these things is the soul. People who believe we have a soul do not necessarily believe it is located in our brains, just in our bodies. One scientist stated, "We may for the first time capture a full picture of human consciousness or even the essence of life itself." What makes this scanner better than the ones in use today? Current scanners can only see objects larger than 1 millimeter. The Chinese scanner will be able to see objects in the brain 1,000 times smaller. A doctor from the Center of Consciousness at the University of Arizona believes he has found the location of the human soul. He believes the soul is located in structures called microtubules in our brain cells. Perhaps this is where the Chinese got the idea to probe the brain for the soul's location. He also believes gravity affecting these microtubules causes human consciousness. This would mean there is a relationship between the soul and our everyday actions. Many scientists have criticized this theory, and some believe consciousness is a program used by a quantum computer in our brain which can continue in the cosmos even after death. There is a Russian scientist who claims he has photographed the soul leaving the body. His name is Dr. Konstantin Korotkov. He has studied the human energy field for quite some time. He created a different type of camera which can photograph energy fields coming from plants and humans, and it is said the camera can be used to test the effectiveness of medicine on humans by seeing what the meds do to the energy field. His new camera is named the GDV, and he says it is far superior to the Kirlian cameras. The camera took 20 years to develop and works on the stimulation of weak photon and electron emissions from the body and operates on the quantum level. The ancient Greeks believed in the soul. Plato felt the soul was the better part of the body, and the body had two parts. The first part was the case which we are inside of, and the second part was the soul. The case was very cumbersome and only temporary. It decayed over time. But the soul was the seat of wisdom which was immortal and trapped inside the body until the body died. Plato gave a dialogue which is known today as On the Soul. Plato talked about the death of Socrates and explained the soul will be better off after the body dies. Plato described the soul as intangible, incorporeal and essence. Many believe if there was no human soul, there would be no after-death experiences. They believe without a soul death would just be a blank, nothing, the end. It is the soul leaving the body which is experiencing the after-death experience, not the body, but the body will remember it after the soul and body are reunited. After all, how can so many out-of-body experiences be explained, and how come many people experience very similar sights and sounds? There will always be doubters, however. This is true in almost everything. One of the biggest questions is, have souls ever returned to Earth to contact people? There are quite a few people who believe they have. Take the case of the guy who received a phone call from his father. The father said he just wanted to talk to his son and said goodbye when he finished. There doesn't seem to be anything unusual here, except for the fact the son found out later his father had died the day before he was called by him. There are quite a few stories like this which just cannot be explained. There are still quite a few people who believe the dead can be contacted by mediums, and this has been proven to be a scam time and time again. As a matter of fact, the magician Houdini spent many years trying to find just one medium who could really do this and never succeeded. He went to the most famous ones of his day, but they were all scammers. It seems to be a one-way street. Those like the man in the above paragraph who was contacted by his dead father do exist, as do some who have been with others and both have seen a dead relative visit them, but it just doesn't seem to work the way mediums are trying to contact the dead.